Vinitaly is the largest wine and spirits fair in the entire world, and it's coming up in April in Verona, Italy. I was in Verona myself last year, and it was a tremendous visit. But have you ever had a chance to go to Verona? If you've never been to Vinitaly and you're a professional wine buyer for an importer, retailer, or restaurant that's focused on Italian wine, I may have a ticket for you. There will be a buyer's trip to the Vinitaly Fair on April 10th through the 13th, and it's going to be an excellent chance to attend one of the most extensive wine tasting opportunities that exists on Earth. There will be regionally focused tastings. There will be extensive tastings of top producers like the Opera Wine Tasting on the 9th of April, featuring 100 great wineries. And there will be opportunities to meet face-to-face with a number of growers at your own pace. I'm also very excited to share that there is a travel stipend available to attend. If you are a wholesale buyer, all you have to do to get started is to send an email to media@vinitalytour.com. That's M-E-D-I-A at V-I-N-I-T-A-L-Y-T-O-U-R.com with a paragraph describing your work as a buyer and your interest in Italian wine. The Vinitaly Fair is a tremendous opportunity to experience what Italy has to offer. If you're a wholesale buyer, this is a great chance to be in Verona tasting for yourself. Take advantage of this opportunity. Write to media@vinitalytour.com to get started. I'll drink to that, where we get behind the scenes of the beverage business. I'm your host, Levy Dalton.
I'm Michelle Basilia, wine director of Blue Hill, New York City.
Lee Campbell from Diner in Brooklyn.
This is Sharon Severins from Amonti Vino in Montclair, New Jersey.
Patrick Capiello, Rebel in Pearl and Ashram.
Ian Doran from the Wine Library.
Jeremy Noy, Morel Fine Wine Retail and Wine Bar at Rockefeller Center.
These tri-state buyers all know that 750 is a one-stop resource for the beverage, alcohol, trade. Search across distributor portfolios, see trade tastings, and easily connect with your sales rep. It's free and easy to sign up. Go to 750.com, spelled out, for more information. We're about to get to an interview with Jacques Lardiere of Maison Louis Jadot and Resonance Vineyard in Oregon. But before we do that, I wanted to share with you something that Frédéric Barnier said about Jacques in episode 242 when I interviewed Frédéric, and we talked about his transition into Jadot, where he is now as technical director, having succeeded Jacques.
People who know him, they know that sometimes it's difficult to understand what he says, because he has his own vocabulary, his own word, his own ideas. And I'm not sure sometimes he's so clear in his mind, but he has something very special. He feels very well everything. So he has a talent. Jacques is talented, clearly. He has a great talent with the wines. He feels very well, so it means that he tastes very well. And he is able to see what will happen before it happens, so on the wine. So it's something very special. And he has made fantastic wines during 42 years. So, and in a company with Jadot, like a producer as Jadot, it's something which is huge, because we are producing different wines, and to be consistent during 42 years, it's something which is fantastic.
That what he had to say about Jacques was very on point and very correct, and really helped me understand better the experience that I would later have interviewing Jacques. This is not an interview that is necessarily the easiest to understand, but it's gold. There are things in here that you just couldn't get from any other person in the entire world. Jacques essentially was selling snake venom to a professor at an academy, and then that professor introduced him to Jules Chauvet. And originally, it wasn't Jacques' idea to make wine. He was going to be a forest ranger. So here's this guy that enjoys being in nature, likes to go out in forests and collect snakes and get the venom out of them and sell them to a university. And because of that, he gets an introduction to somebody who becomes one of the most important figures in the natural wine movement and one of the most influential people in wine permanently in the next few decades, which is Jules Chauvet. He works for him for a couple harvests, and then he heads off to go through this sort of revolutionary period at Jadot, where he comes in 1970, decides that some things are important that hadn't really been paid attention to in the way that he decided to do it, and then stays there through tremendous growth period for Jadot. I mean, it becomes a big, big thing. Now, as you listen to this interview, I'll say it's not always very clear what he's saying, but one of the things that helped me was to listen to it multiple times, And the other thing that helped me was to think about some of the other interviews that have referred to some of these same subjects. So in the John Kongsgaard interview, if you remember him talking about malolactic and how what he does is he allows the wine to go oxidative and then overwinters it and then brings it back through mallow, the death and resurrection of the Chardonnay at Kongsgaard, in which he learned in Burgundy in the 80s. Jacques is experiencing the same phenomenon, but reacting to it differently. If you think about them as two poles of the same question, it can be very helpful. Basically, what Jacques wants to do is keep a whisper of malic acidity in interplay with the tannins of the Chardonnay. And at the same time, there are other parts in here that play into other interviews as well, like the Jeremy Sace interview where he talks about what his father did on the advice of Jules Chauvet, where he took the barrels of Grand Cru wine and put them out in the driveway in winter to get them to precipitate. Jacques does something similar to Jadot, and he explains why he does that. So there are several pieces in here that are pretty interesting. If you give it the time, this can be a really revelatory interview. I personally love it a great deal. Do I think it's an interview for everyone to listen to? No. Do I think that it might be for you? I certainly hope so. And here's an interview with Jacques Lardier. Jacques Lardier of Maison Louis Jadot on the show. Hello, sir. How are you?
Fine.
Very good to have you here.
2 weeks, France. Good form.
So you were born in the Loire Valley. What was your childhood like?
It's funny because, in fact, you see, we grow with a large freedom through my parents, and we spend a lot of time on the nature, you see, because we live in La Roche-sur-Yon, because my father was in the administration. We love wine, we tasted the wine, my father too, but I never think that I will be on the wine.
What did you think you were going to do as a kid?
And you know, at the beginning, to be frank, from my youngest, I want to work what we said, les eaux et forêts, you see, the water and forest. It means what we said in France, you see, we have the administration to control the river and to control the forest, you see. And it's very nice because it was, you know, the nature, or like I like to be, or like my brothers. And it's changing, you see, changing like that, because we have my father have good friends, which are on the Masonic Lodge a little bit, and they study the transmutation biologic, you see, making at this time, because we have Kervran, we have a lot of people working around that, you see, and they have to study and to judge, to discuss, you see, with a lot of other people, you see. And I was a chance to come sometime with him, you see, and I was quite young, you see, to us, between 12 to 16, but very interesting for me. I listened a lot of things, and I read a lot of things, and Steiner too, because they spoke.
You read Steiner?
Oui, of course, because I started to read Steiner, I was 16. Because, you see, they are very interesting about the biodynamics, at the same time, the homeopathy, all the system of the memory. It was on the 50s, it was a very incredible times. You see, this decennia was absolutely incredible. You see about that. You see, and in your country, you are one of the best country about that at this time. You see, now
good economy,
you forgot. Well, you forgot that the it's all like in France. You see,
well, it's my fault.
That's your fault, maybe. But we have to pardon you. Right?
That's very Catholic. Where is that?
That's right. And of course, donc, I am always curious about that. And it's why I will want to make some research, you see, to concrete something like that. You see, I make some biology, but I want to be efficient, you see, to work, to study was not a problem. More difficult when I was young, but much better after. Okay, I never stopped, in fact, from this time. And for me, donc, I have a memories to do, you see, to finish. And it was, I took the yeast donc, first and bacteria for malolactic process.
You were studying bacteria.
Oui, because in fact, it was very new. Donc, it was very interesting for me because it was new.
Beginning of chemistry.
Ah, ben oui, absolutely.
For the modern style.
Exactly. And also, I have the chance with my brother. We are always on the nature, you see, and also where you catch some the snake for the poison, you see? Donc, le venin.
Oh, I see.
Le venin. And we said, and we sell to the Institut Pasteur that. And it's why when I have had to have the mentor, the professor, you see, the chef, to manage the students like me, Préchaud the Professor Bréchot, which were in charge of yeast and bacteria in the Institut Pasteur, not the medical way, but the food way department. You see, he accepted that to send, and he said, we have to go to Beaujolais, because in Beaujolais, you see, he worked for a long time ago with Chauvet. You see, and I know Chauvet, of course, because he make a lot of things about the yeast with Bréchot.
He wrote a lot about this.
Where,
so you met Bréchot because you were supplying snake venom.
Oui, it was the key for me to be accepted.
So the dance of the cobra ever since.
We met the cobra dance better than me, but it was not cobra. You see, in Bordeaux, it was only the fipperine. But it's not so bad. Huh? I have had the experience, and my brother too. And it's
got a few bites.
Sometimes we say we never know. It was good. Huh? It was a good time. I was much younger than now. You see.
You were thinking maybe to do academics or stay in university?
I work a little bit in Nantes, you see, but it was in the 68, you see, the movement.
Revolution.
Students. And I participate.
Oh, yeah.
To this revolution because I was very...
Throwing
very,
things.
I am very... I have some colère. You see, I don't know what you said, but
sure.
In window colère. And not always to know exactly from where it's coming, you see, but... This exasperation for the trade, because it was complicated, principally for our generation. It's not easy for the new generation, but for ours, it was not so good, because it was also a bad work, because it became from the 14 and the 18 war. You see, when the people who come back, you survive to this war, come back very strong. And the people, you see, after that, in 39, you see, when you have the crazy time, you see, they consider the generation alike a bad generation, no man. My father suffered because it was the father-in-law or like that. You see, his father passed away, you see, in the war. And it was difficult. And some of that generation, the father, became also very strict, you see. I think it's because they're suffering a lot. You see, and unconsciously, you see, they repeat something for the kids. So like we are, but we are not in the same situation, you see. For you, like in your country, you see, the world is open. You see, it's happened, the Vietnam, it's happened everything. It's happened for the black people, also the freedom for everywhere. And we have the freedom, and we have not to forget that I came from the country, the Vendée district. It's a country, you see, where we have had a very strong memories about the Republic too, because we have the Chouans after the revolutions. You see, we have had a lot of problems with the revolution, and we have a very strong repression in Vendée. You see, we through the repression, you see, with Turenne, you see, soldier came and killed a lot of people. And people said at the beginning it was about 500,000 people, 500,000 people in Vendée, the small place like that. But in fact, it looks more, because one of my new view make a very nice work about that. And we think we have more, he said, 350,000. So we have always this, you see, and also somewhere, you see, the memory is crazy. Because it's very important, because some memory survives, you see, and it's very interesting. And it's not because we spoke badly about that. We are always speaking around the table with my father, but inside, the non-dit, you see, something which are not completely revealed existed. And you see, and it takes time. And when you have like that, in the world, it's only for us, but we are ready to have this. And also, we have a little revolution for the 69.
And that mirrors what you think about wine, that it has a memory.
Absolutely. And because I think, for me, I study Steiner too, you see, and some other people working, because at this time, they're working a lot from the electromagnetism, you see, what you have on the ground, you see, for the soul. And when I worked in after that, and to listen to these guys working like that, makes a lot of experiment about the vegetable, you see, for the flower, for the tomatoes, for everything. We make a lot of experiment in the end of the 40s and 50s. It's incredible that the people make more than now. And in fact, you see, they have a curious result. And when I study later, you see, the geology to understand how it's work, the ground, why the vegetable grow like that, are able to deliver so good grapes or not, or fruits or what you want, or some trees, special trees like that. It's very interesting. Look, also, we are very interesting about this vibration of the ground. You see, this sensation, you see, le terroir, if you want. Donc, it means that the level of the vibration of everything, you see. And in fact, people make experimentation for a long time ago to know that if you have this electromagnetism underground, you see it's warmer, the rocks, and after that the rocks are able to be digested by the microorganism, and after that give the food of the trees, of the vegetable, and of course of the vine. And I worked for 30 years around that to try to understand. Look, what I understood, it doesn't mean that it's the rightness, but it's I try to formulate with my words to try that the people can receive and maybe to say, maybe there's something interesting here, and I myself, you have to follow and to try to understand what it means, this guy. You see, it's very interesting. It's not believe me, you see, but
into practice.
Voilà, an example. Try, and sometime when you have the question, try to say, why not? That's it. That's it after that.
So what was it like working with Jules Chauvet?
But for Jules Chauvet, it's because I make some energy on the same time. And Jules Chauvet, you see, I need, because on the same time, we have to make a memory about enology, you know. And also, I wrote to Jules Chauvet, and donc, he know aussi Bréchot, you see. And in Beaujolais, he has very interesting about young guys. You see, he formed a lot of young guys. And I make two winemaking with him, two processes.
Two vintages,
absolutely. And it was the guys who introduced the maceration carbonic, you know, in the Beaujolais, like Flanzy, the guys from Bordeaux, tried to do in Rhône Valley. It's hard work in Rhône Valley, but it's work in Beaujolais, through the Gamay. For me, you see. And I spent a very magic time with Jules Chauvet for the tasting. It was incredible.
He was a good taster?
Oh, very good taster. And he have a collection of about 200 flavors, fresh, always. Incredible. And he said to me, okay, alors we have an office. He have a little bibliothèque behind, you see, the room with a table.
A library.
Library, you see, with a set, white set tables, you see, with 10 Erlenmeyer, you see, like that, with flavor. He said, you smell. I come back in 15 minutes and send me that. And I find 8 for 10. He said, oh, not bad. For me, it was not complicated. Enfin, what he choose, because he choose
snake
something.
Venom and
no, but
this is a cobra.
But it was very no. He was more serious than this. And but he finds the performance not so bad. You see, for us, we have the garden. You make everything. You see, you heat, and at this time, you see where you heat something. We have no addition of in the food. Donc it's easy. It was much easier for us at this time than now. For the young guys, it's more complicated for them. They never know if it's natural or artificial. You know, it's and frequently it's more artificial than natural. And donc we make two wines, and he said, "Me, speak me about that." Donc alors, I try to find some words and. And we worked it like that. And he made carbonic maceration with the full and 100% strong. And I remember the second time when I came, I said, I don't agree.
Not for you, the style.
I said, no, I said to him, I don't agree, Jules, because you produce, donc l'isoamyl, c'est principally, you see, and normally speaking, we consider that they speak is not a good one. You see, if we have a lot, we don't bottle the wine we drink on the pichet, we make this kind of primer it was at this time, you see, and people drink like that, you see, and we never bottle the wine like that because we know that the aging is crazy. And and if you change the taste of the Gamay, it will be crazy at the end. And it was, like I said, for the lunch, you know, it's one, it takes maybe a generation. I spoke like that with him. It's a generation, but you will see people refuse because the sales of our second, because you see, we spoke at the moment about the brain, the second one, you talk about that. But you see, we know for a long time ago, you see, a lot of people spoke about that. And we said, donc, here, you see, when you have the transfer of the information dans le grand sympathique,
you into see. Your stomach.
Under the stomach, it is between le hara japonais. You see, but it's, this is a very nice cerveau because it's an old one. Where you are, maybe, a part of your Cro-Magnon or Neanderthal. And the cells are working like that. And the cells understand something which is good or not for the evolution. And I don't know. Jacques. And in fact, That's not bad because it's a crazy thing. Alors, of course, you can make a little wine like that. Why not? But not the production for the country like Beaujolais. They killed. It's crazy. And the Beaujolais, you have some places. It's a very nice country, so beautiful. That is crazy that you to suffering like that. That people who work for many generations, you see, and now they have to excavate and to sell the ground and to sometimes. It's crazy. Bon, I have had the same. The speak, it was in 69.
But you got along. You and Jules still got along. I mean, you're friendly.
Oui, it's the same thing. Like now, when I explain you that, you see, the technique, it could be, it's nice, because why not? Because the problem of the technique is dangerous, because you have the impression to know anything, but in fact, it's dangerous because you don't know really what it's happened. It's a bar. You see, around, it's a bad connaissance. You see, it's something more working with your brain than the reality, what it's happened, which is more finer, is more complex. You see, and also it's why I am afraid, and maybe I say that today, but you see, to find quality that people recognize a lot, the quality, because we have no mistake, it looks, it's clean, it's like that. For me, it's not the quality. For me, it's a very bad quality. It's a formatted thing, and it's absolutely no. It's, and frequently, it's without life, because it's a saturated cellule, enfin, you see, cells, and it's not good for the santé. See, all the wine is so magic. You see, when you drink, it's magic because it's the best food you have. Donc, it's magic if it is open. Like that, you can make a washing of your cells. The wine is a washing for the cell. Donc, it's very good. It gives you this. Of course, it's like for everything. If you drink too much, it could become dangerous, but if you drink normally and correctly a good wine, it's very, very good because you are able to have your own vibration up the table. Donc it means when you are your vibration under the table, you have the bad the disease, you have everything crazy, but you see all the dangerous, you see, microbe, you see what you want, you see. And then, always the bad one have a very low vibration. And it's why, if you're right, by your life, by the heat, by the meditation, by the sport for the palm, by the wine, so you hap and you stay in good form.
That brings you to life.
Absolutely. Donc it's why, and the wine is very interesting because you introduce the minerality and this minerality can wash the rest because it's very important.
The cleaning agent for the digestion, the minerality.
Oui. Ah ben, the minerality, without minerality, you have no life, you see. I will pass away certainly before you. After, I don't know, maybe it depends. But sometimes it could be 2 months, 3 months, or 6 months.
Well, you hopefully see, longer.
Everything. Okay. No, but no, I don't think to pass away. But yeah, I mean, yeah. When I imagine that I die, you see, and I am on the box. But you see, after 2 months, 3 months, you see, after that I have no any flesh, nothing. I am only bone. I am only mineral.
So you kind of knew already in your 20s what kind of wine you were drawn to.
For me, I tasted through my family. You see, I tasted a lot of wine, of course.
Because your grandfather was a merchant.
Well, exactly. Donc, we tested. Major wine I tasted, for me, is more donc Muscadet, Gros Plan, of course, because we eat a lot of fish and a lot of fruits, sea fruits. Donc, it's worked very well like that. You see, and we have had all the wine from the Loire Valley, you see, but you have some red wines, you see, you have some Cabernet, some Gamay, you have different red wines like that, like les Chinons, like les Bourgueil, like everything. And you have other le Chenin, and the whites, yeah, where we make some sugar wine, some dry, you see, donc we tested a lot. And we have had also tested a lot of Sancerre and Pouilly Fumé. Because, you see, they work very well also with our fruit, and my grandfather battled a lot. And we have Beaujolais. We have few, I have not right remember about the Burgundy. You see, like I know that. No, Beaujolais, yes. I remember some Morgot and some Moulin Vent. I remember because they go with lorries, you see, and they make the pipe, we say the pipe. You see, like that, 600 liters.
Bring back a barrel.
Oui, and they brought, people top, they pay, and they come back, and my mother
fill up a bottle.
My mother drive. Wait, and after that, they bottle and deliver in the restaurant, and for some private people, they want...
That was what your family did.
This is this kind of business. And we have, because my father liked very much the wine from Rhône Valley.
But you can almost see that early formation of a palate in the wines that you made at Jadot, because there is a directness to the whites. There is a little bit of a malic green flavor sometimes. But
for me, to be frank, it's when I came in Burgundy, you see, I make some tastes like that. Immediately, for white wine, I find the white wine very heavy, oxidized, complicated, you see. Because also, for a lot of people, they have on the cellar one vintage, two vintage, three vintage, because the malolactic not made. And also, it's complicated. Donc, they warm the cellar, they try to make, they move a lot the wine, and in fact, they have no right result, because this is they move too much the wine, or to rack, or to stirring, or to say like that. To try to do the malo, you see, and at the end, frequently, you see, when the people arrive to make the malo, they make the malo, you see, and they arrive after a year or 2 years, and the wine was little tired, suffering. Also, the habitude was to add a little percent of the fresh vintage just to try to give a little life.
They had to mix the vintages a little bit.
Way, but not a lot, especially, but just to try to again reinvigorate, if you want, somewhere. They do that, and the problem that when they bottle the wine like that, the bottle ferment again. You see,
in
the bottles. It was complicated like that. And for me, I came with what I understood during this two years.
Because you had studied Mallow. You had studied
absolutely. But for red wine, but it's work for the whites, you see, and maybe more complicated for the wine, because generally speaking, the pH, you see, is lower than for the red. And you have not the same maceration. You see, with the red, you have the maceration of the skin, you have of berries. With the white, we press and we only ferment the juice. Donc, you imagine if the people clarify the juice too much, it's more difficult. Bon, it was this. And for me, for the 70, you see, when we make the 70... 1970. Oui, 1970, oui. You see, I bottled the 69 and the 67 for Jadot. You know, it's why. You see, because it's what I said to you, it's a story of what it's happened in Burundi. It's happening at this time. Look, we have for the 70, where you really, you see, work quite well. You see about what we need. But I must recognize that André Gaget was very fair about that, because he gave me this possibility. Because when he tested the wine, he said, maybe this guy is curious, but maybe he's not completely crazy, what he said, because you see, you the touch was much more life. And we discuss about that, and we make. And for me, you see, I say, no warm, just pH. Control the pH. That's it.
Don't warm the cellar.
No, because in fact, for a vintage like 72, where we have had more acidity than sugar in potential of percent alcohol, you see, you imagine, look, it was crazy, crazy, crazy. And then for me, you see, we have had a cold winter, you see, 72 to 73, you see, the winter was quite cold. We make all the cask outside, the cask froze a little bit on the top. The pH, it was not to concentrate, you see, but on the time, it concentrated a little bit, so it's not bad, because you see, after that, you pierce the ice and you have a little water and you make. And the malolactic starts 2 weeks after.
And did Chauvet tell you to do that?
No, absolutely. But Chauvet made me nothing about the malolactic. It's what I understood. No, with Jules, no problem. And for the white, Jules is like that, because he produces principally red. For a while. At this time, I discussed this with a guy, it was Roland Irman. It was a director of wine for Le Rhône, you see, in Pont-Anvaux. They are commissionaire, you see. Donc, it means the people you can buy wine, mix, and sell on bulk. And he happened the license of the wine merchant, you see, donc, to have the rightness to bottle and to sell. Negotiations, it was négociant éleveur. You see, the noble later, because at this time it was very important, you see, to be a merchant wine. And we discussed about that, and he was no completely reading And it takes 15 years before for himself. You see, and the guy, very good guys. Huh? You see, he's professional. He are able to open everything for a lot of things. But for this, it was crazy.
It took some convincing for a lot of people in the region.
No, no, alors convincing was not my problem. Hein? Alors là, my problem was not. You see, we discussed because every people say he don't speak exactly what he do. You see, don't say what he do. You see, people have the impression that I have some perlin pimpin that we said, you see, something to have.
You were doing something else.
But, well, and absolutely not. But you see, when the people don't need to receive something, it's crazy, you see. Oh, it's not possible. It's not possible. You see, it's because from the beginning, it's not possible. Donc, like that, you close everything and you have the impression that you are suspicious about what you can do. Nothing. Nothing is to make a great thing.
So how would you characterize the white wines that you made at Chadeau? Was a certain technique, a certain...
It's not especially the technique, because in fact, you see, it's very simple. You see, we press the juice. You see, we decant... Few, not too much, because I need to maintain some lees. Enfin, it's not the lees yet, but you see, donc some
particulate.
Oui, particulate. Non, mais if I for some particulate, you see, enough to have a good fermentation, because the yeast work with this. You see, the food for the yeast, a little part for the bacteria after, and donc we make nothing, but we ferment in wood, the majority. Donc ferment in wood. Alors, of course, it's much more long. Alors, sometimes it could be very quick, but frequently, you see, when you finish in December, for a lot of people, because like that, it's okay, it's finished, we have no risk. You see, for us, sometimes finish in July, some cask.
They wanted
because
to get it
done. Because each cask is different, you see, donc it's that. Donc, we don't know why you finish five casks and you still have two not unfinished. This is, alors, of course, it's difficult, but if you work, you see, and if you test, you follow the wine, it's the minimum of our work, you see, it's good. Donc, we leave that. Donc, it means that the transmutation for the flavor arrive. Donc, it means that we digested all this minerality, because the minerality is not because you have the minerality immediately on the berries that you find at the end, the minerality on the wine. It's also necessary, it was you spoke about transmutation, because it's more subtle than only the fermentation of the sugar. It's more complex than this. You see, and how you digest, at what time you digest, you see this, it's work on the process. Donc it's why it's something so magic that you don't know. You don't know exactly. If you want to move something, you don't know what you do. It's like I said often, because it's my father spoke like that a long time ago. I was very impressed. I was about 11 or 10 years old. You see, when he said, the English poet, he said, if you cut a flower, you move a star. For me, it was absolutely what I believe. Absolutely. It's incredible. Donc, it means that when you move something from the fruit from the beginning, you don't know what you do. You have the impression, because the technique said, you do that because you do. But no, the impact you have on the radium is incredible. Donc, you know, for me, I prefer to stay on this mystery, to try to understand, but to respect, I mean this. And look, and only what I do, it's to test the wine, you see, and to say, okay, here you have the full life, you see, really opening, you see, and the tanning, you see, of the white, and the malic acid is also the charge. It's all like, you see, when you have this malic, it's all like if you charge the battery, you see, it's all like, and have a long one, for the long life.
It brings something vertical to the wine.
Absolutely. And at the same time, the vibration, it's helped or to maintain, you see, the vibration of the molecule to stay very odorant, working, able to be mixed together, you see, or like the gear working together. It is very important. It's only what we need to do. Only.
To preserve this memory of the malic.
The malic, but no, it's preserved for the ground, for the minerality.
The limestone.
Absolutely. Donc, it's very important.
Do you think you could make this kind of wine somewhere else, not in France? This kind of...
Now we have everyone control malolactic. It's incredible. But in the States also, you see, now everyone. Maybe not exactly like I want to do, but they control, of course. And the white wine are much better than they were.
But do you think the limestone determines, something in the soil determines the way the wine ferments?
Always, but not only the one, another ground too. the same. The problem is to, you see, the problem is to have the life. The freedom of the life from the ground. If your mother rocks, you see, are able to deliver minerality, it's always interesting because the minerality by essence is something very helping the vibration because they are vibration. The communication from this is the vibration. Look, it's very interesting to communicate by vibration. It's very important. You see, this is a way.
A kind of charisma for wine.
We, for one, but it's for your body the same thing. If we are like that, or like we are like that, it's because you have this. Without this, we will be like the table. Huh?
A magnetic field that draws you in.
Absolutely. No, it's very important. The life is here. The life is here. Look, also, it's why for me, when we came in Oregon, I was very confident about that. Because we know that it's not the same ground. We know. But we know also that when we see the tree, we see everything and the tested we made, that you have something working very well. And it's why when the people said, this is the places where you are able to grow magnificently the Pinot Noir, is because you have this life.
So did doing work in Oregon in the last few years help you understand better some of the things you had done in Burgundy before?
For me, it's to valid somewhere. You see, yes, to continue to understand and to know that what I try to explain, it's not easy in French. It's easier for me, but you understand the rule, what I want, or the circle where I want to be inside. You know, it's normally speaking, it must work. You see, I mean that what we have in Burgundy or what you could have in New Zealand, what you could have everywhere where we produce. I spoke about Pinot Noir, but the principle of delivery of the life is the process is the same for everything. It's more alike. You accepted the process. Or you can cut here, you can continue to have the 100%. It depends. After that is a problem of the winemaker, what we said, you see?
So the difference between your red winemaking and your white winemaking, for you, what are the differences?
First, for the red wine, you see, we have the white juice for the Pinot. Look, it's necessary to have maceration or to manipulate. Why not? It's possible to froze very strongly, you see, to open the cells for the color, the anthocyan. And after that, to press and to fermenting in white. It's possible. It's rare, you see. And or you can warm and froze, enfin, cold and fermenting. And the juice is red. But traditionally, if you want to have some the complexity, it's always the problem of the complexity because the wine coming from the noble place, you see, the key to valid that this place is great is the aging. You see, you have a minimum 10 years, 12 years to say, okay, this is place. We have to wait a minimum. The aging is only because it's to understand is la mécanique of life work, you see, of the aging. And the aging is what? It was the connection we have with les anthocyanes, the polyphenol, you see, the color, and the tannin. And this is very important, these two families like that working, because they make la polymerization. And in fact, what they made, they kept everything, you see, and after that, they work, they turn, and they're washing their own impurity, and the impurity go down. It was just after
falls
the
out.
Absolutely.
But this is sediment,
it was a bond. That is a lease we have. And if we continued, you could have a cell in a bottle, but it will be always in the bottle at the end because the mechanic is working like that. You see, he makes a fission, donc he deposits the impurity, donc the molecule, right? Donc it's why the ones become more and more elegant, fine, delicate, complex. You see, maybe more difficult to explain.
But does to make a wine like that imply that even at a younger age, it tastes different than it would if you didn't make it like that?
I speak like that because, you see, I'm coming from the country where you have memory about wine, you see, and we make some appellation wine, and you have some places which are cultivated for a long, long time ago. Donc also, in fact, you have this memory. It works, this memory work. And also, it's very interesting to know that we have to respect that if you want to use the name. When you are here in the new world, or like Oregon, you see, California, everywhere, you see, you are able to make what you want. Why not? It's why we use the word winemaker. For us, it's not, we have no this. We don't use this word because you have, like I said, you see, you have, from the Greek, you have these memories. Alors, maybe it's too much. You see, the satchel on your back is maybe too much. But on the same time, you see, you must always to control Because look, the science, huh? When you leave the science without conscience, it's very dangerous, you see. But we are also at the moment like that. You see, and the problem that you could have, the guys, very good guys, they have no conscience, you transgress a lot of things. And for the appellation d'origine, it's the same thing. You see, where you have to stay, you see, on l'appellation, if you want to revendicate the name. If you do not want to revendicate the name, it's interesting because you can do what you want, but you don't use the name. That's it. You can do in France. For an example, squeezy what I said, Romane Conti. Romane Conti is Romane Conti because they work like that. If they change, they can make, why not, a technique of winemaking completely different, and they will produce another one, of course. But it will be completely ridiculous to sell like Romane Conti. You see, it's always possible to do something, maybe someone that people prefer, we never know. You see, but that you have not to use the label. In the world, the people have their company, they have their own domain, and they work with the domain first, and after that is the name of the girl, the name of the boy, you see, the name of the kids, the cat, the dogs. You make something because the people who are here for a long time ago want to do the same hierarchy we have in Burgundy, because they know that in their own places, they have some places better, some others. And also it's why they want to do. And more you have in the new world, there's two, you see, the people who planting long time ago. You see, I spoke, for example, in Oregon, or of course in California longer, but in Oregon, on the end of the 50s and the beginning of the 60s, you see, they try a lot of things, but they know that they have something very interesting to do. It takes time. It takes a generation, maybe two, three, four, but you will see more and more the people, what they did. They make AVA first, large AVA. It's not sure that it represents the unity of ground like that, but it's the beginning. It's very interesting because we know that we don't produce the same thing in Yamil Carlton where you are, in Dundee, or in Ribbon Ridge to the other part. It's very interesting. Shalem, it's not Ribbon Ridge. And what we want is to try to valid, you see, this originality everywhere from the ground. Everywhere you have the originality. Alors, plus or less testy, but always. So it's what we do.
In the time since 1970 to now, how did you see Burgundy change?
We have had different times, you see. We have had in Burgundy, you see, the guys, generation, you see, people after the war, they said, oh, okay, Burgundy, you see, we have a lot of disease on the vine, you see, or very old vine. A lot of the vine are minimum 70, 80, 90 years, you see. But, of course, we have some old between, you see, and people said, we make the selection clonal. Don't you see, and make selection clonal. For me, when I arrive in 70, I am invited to taste Pinot and to be the Pinot and the Chardonnay. And it was so crazy, you see, because the people at this time, you see, we produce 25, 27, 28. Appellation Chambertin, for example, it was 27 hectoliter hectare. In 74, it changed a little bit. It became 32, and now more. You know, alors, always the pretext is to say the material, the vegetable material is better now because it has been selected. Ooh, it takes two generations nearly that the people understand is maybe not the reality. What I said from the beginning, I said, for me, I don't need to participate anymore for the Pinot because it's a massacre. You see, all the good wine, because they're fermenting, en plus, they're fermenting in the very small, for 20 liters, you see, or 25 liters, you imagine, to judge like that. And the judgment was, size good. Okay, but what is the yield? The yield, 15? No. You selected only the grapes who produce minimum 35, 40. You imagine? No, it means that what we have at the moment in our population of Pinot, we have the population, we don't, very few we have, you have had in the vine, because it was a plantation, the complantation, you see everything. Very few, all the good, the original was crazy, you see. And also it's why we have now, for a few years ago, you see, the conservatoire of the Pinot Noir between us, between the domain. to select it for our old vines, to have a new woods, you see, to analyze, because us, we have a nursery from a long time ago, where we have had before. After that, the guys retired, donc also, it's a problem to have a good guy for that. And we have had another one, donc in 90, donc we have a nursery, we use, and we selected all the old plants, you see, all the you see, the little the grapes, you see, enfin, the little barn, and we valid the quality, you see, to have no disease, like that, you see, because, you know, and we make the whole production, and you use for our new plantation, for everything.
Jacques Lardier has seen a change in generations, but he has a memory that he would like to express in wine. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Jacques Lardier of Maison Louis Jadot for several decades and now at Resonance in Oregon. Yes, indeed, we do have a wine club with Crush. This means that if you would like to take advantage of regularly discounted offers on wines that we feature on the show, the process is super easy. If you email me directly at levyopenswine@gmail.com, that's Levy with an I, openswine@gmail.com, we can get you set up with Crush so that the selections are set aside for you as they come out and shipped when you like. This is a great way to save on shipping costs by grouping together bottles, and it makes buying wines from the show much more streamlined and easy so that you can skip having to individually order each wine on your own. We've already had a lot of you sign up, and we appreciate it. If you'd also like to do so, just send me an email, levyopenswine@gmail.com, and we'll take care of all the details. This is the easiest and funnest, frankly, way to drink what you've been hearing about on the show. Recently, we got some new gear for the show, a new amp, new mic, new cables, and new software to run it all. Top-of-the-line stuff across the board. And I wanted to mention to you exactly how I got that, which was that James Tidwell and Drew Hendricks, the guys from Texom, generously donated them to the show without even really being asked. It was a conversation we had casually that developed into a serious gift that's going to make a long-term difference to the show. And when I asked them if we could put an ad in on the show to say what they had done and to thank them for it, they humbly declined. I ended up doing it anyway because I think it's important to recognize when people do really nice things, as these two guys did. And if you're not familiar with those two guys or what they do, go to texsom.com. That's TEXSOM.com. Or their wine awards website, TEXSOMIWA. TexSOMIWA.com, to learn more about what they're up to in their own careers. These are some serious professionals who've been more than generous for really no benefit to themselves, and I personally appreciate it very much. I think we sound better already, and that makes it easier for me to say thank you. That was our show. Have you had a chance yet to subscribe on iTunes? Let me tell you why you should subscribe. As soon as you subscribe, you'll get to see all the back episodes in your feed. There's a ton of episodes that you can't get in iTunes any other way, and they're all free. All of those episodes are free. There's over 300 of them, and a good 40 of those you'll never get to see unless you subscribe. Plus, you'll see the latest episode in your feed much quicker, usually several hours earlier than if you don't subscribe. Subscribing is easy. You just have to hit the subscribe button in iTunes or on your podcast app, and you're good to go. It's simple and free, so subscribe. All of those episodes are waiting for you.